Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to all those that are sick and shut in, those that are recovering from COVID, and those that are being quarantined from COVID. I pray for you, and I pray that God uplifts you and bless you. I pray for those that can't go to church and that cannot get the word, but you're getting it now. Amen. Amen. Blessed be with you, and let he walk in your ways and in your life. Carry yourself as God's child, and humbly love him with a pure heart. I pray for these things in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. Hey, my topic, Let Your Light Shine, coming from the book of Numbers, chapter 8. Verses 1 through 4, the New Language Version or the King James Version, either or. I'm going to read it. The Lord said to Moses, give Aaron the following instructions. When you set up the seven lamps in the lampstand. Sorry for that interruption. When you set up the seven lamps in the lampshade, place them so their light shines forward in front of the lampstand. So Aaron said this. He set up the seven lamps so they reflected the light forward, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. The entire lampstand, from its base to its decorative bosom, was made of beaten gold. It was built according to the exact design the Lord had shown Moses. Amen. From preparing the lamps to dedicating the Levites to be set apart. I'm getting all kind of beats and noises, so you may hear in the background. Sorry for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I praise God. The devil is busy, but he will not succeed. I pray for these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. From preparing the lamps to dedicating the Levites to be set apart from the rest of the people of Israel, to the second Passover, to the fiery cloud, to the seven trumpets, to the Israelites leaving Sinai, there's a common theme. The Lord wants his people to let their light shine. Underneath all of the rules, the rituals, and the change, God's love for his people springs forth. God wants you, dear precious son or daughter, to be set apart. He wants you to let your light shine. Like the seven lamps in the lampstand, he wants you to be unique, one of a kind. He wants to place you in a situation so that your light shines forward in front of everyone to see. He wants you to blossom in your own beautiful way. Amen. All you have to do is say, Lord, use me to be your conduit of love. May others not turn away from religion, but turn to you because of what they see flowing from me. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So you're letting your light shine. It's not to be boasting or any other things of that sort. No. If people get the wrong idea when they talk about let your light shine, like it's all about them. It's not about them. It's about you presenting yourself to God faithfully. To be instructed in God's ways. I mean, God is wonderful. God is good. And if you want that light to emanate from you, my God. In Matthew 5:6, it said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. That is awesome. You know, only you, you know, within you. It is said, it has been said that when people are filled with the Holy Spirit, they have a thriving relationship with God, and they seek each day to follow the example of Jesus Christ. That there is a significant glow about them. There's a difference in their steps, the personalities, the service to others, and handling of other problems. Oh, my God. What does it mean to let your light shine? Well, as referenced in Matthew 5:16, is the inner glow we briefly discussed, is it a positive change within you, that contentment, that inner peacefulness, that you just can't contain? The light is your understanding that God is your Father. Jesus is your Savior. And your path is being led forward by the loving involvement of the Holy Spirit. It is the awareness that what you were before knowing Jesus personally and accepting his sacrifice is nothing like what you are now. You treat yourself and others better as you understand more and more that God loves you and will provide for all your needs. Standing becomes evidence to us as the light inside you, as the light of thankfulness that Jesus saved you and that you have hope in God to face whatever the day may bring. Issues that seem like mountains to scale become more like conquerable foothills when you know God is your guide. So when you let your light shine, it is this blatant awareness of who the Trinity is to you that becomes evident in your words, actions, and thoughts. That is what I'm talking about. Let your light shine. And that's my word of encouragement for today. And don't let anyone take that away from you. Let God continue to bless you as he is blessing me and mine. And again, I'll see you Monday. Let your light shine. Hallelujah. praise God. God bless you. I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. Amen. Amen. See you Monday. God bless.